This is Ian Skinner, and you are listening to Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast. Boy, you better clench your jaw.
Hello, everyone. It's Scott here from Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast, and I'm delighted to be joined by a wrestler from Reckless Intent and from PBW. It's Ian Skinner. Hello, Ian.
Hi, how's it going, man? You good?
I'm good. Thank you again for taking the time to do this interview.
No bother.
Now, to inform people listening, this kind of came about really because I wrote an article about the recent Reckless Intent wrestling show in Livingston on the 3rd of November, and you were nice enough to retweet the article, but it's for Wrestling Blogs, and you mentioned of a few kind of maybe in bits of misinformation I may have got that I included in the article. And that's why I felt it was best to have you on, and maybe you can tell me and the other people kind of more about it.
Oh, yeah. And in all honesty, what it was, though, was just a couple of details. I guess it's difficult to kind of see these details because there's a grander narrative from what the show was, and a lot of it is what you see in the ring and not all of it translates like that. The one thing that stood out to me was at the bottom there when we were talking about the ending. So the match, it was meant to be me and Zero in a singles competition, and then Rob Mills came out and he's saying he's having a bit of a rubbish year. So he just decided to throw himself into the triple and make it a triple threat match, which yeah, no, I was all game for, because, hey, if I get to wrestle one person, two people, hey-ho, it's going to be a laugh. But towards the end, after me and Rob went blow for blow in the center of the ring, he was setting me up for the old off with his head. And as he rolled me out, his old tag team partner, Jackie Grady, came in and gave him a super kick. Jackie Grady, who previously in the show had kind of aligned himself with one of Reckless's stables, Divinity. And it was just one of the little notes at the bottom of the article that I noticed. It was mentioning that it said here, there we are, Skinner and Jackie apparently used to be in a tag team called the Headbanders. And I can see him trying to save Jackie from Divinity. I'm assuming that it's probably, there's so many names because there's four people kind of in this match now. You've got Rob, you got me, you got Zero, and now you got Jackie, who's just like flung in at the bottom there. So it was Jackie and Rob who used to be in the Headbanders, and then they're kind of butting heads right now. But all generally, right. I was really, I was kind of happy. It gave me that warm feeling inside when you were saying that, you know, despite the fact that you didn't know a lot of the people in this match, you were thoroughly entertained and kind of involved with it, and saying that you'd be interested in seeing a singles match between me and Rob at some point.
Oh, yeah, of course, because I thought basically the points where it was kind of the typical triple threat match formula, one guy gets it and the other two go at it in the ring, and particularly when Zero was not in the ring, it was you and Rob, you seemed to match up quite well, and I was very interested in seeing more of it, and I was sure anyone else who was at that show would agree.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm yet to hear about it, but with Rob kind of inserting himself in that match, I'd say, you know, I kind of took my eye off the prize. There was so much going on, and yeah, Zero ended up choking me out. But like, it's not my first time being choked out. I used to do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, so I've been choked out a fair couple times. So it's, let's just say I'm looking forward to, I've got three singles matches on my mind, and we're waiting to see whether Reckless gives me those at any point.
Hopefully we see them in the near future. Now, I noticed you were on Twitter, you had in your handle at Ian's PBW, so I'm assuming that's where you trained with.
Yeah, PBW is the place I train. So PBW has two schools, one of them in Airdrie, which is hosted by TJ Rage, and one in Barhead, which is hosted by Kid Fight. So I am an Edinburgh native myself, so I train with TJ Rage in Airdrie, but I often pop my head in to see Fito and the gang every now and then.
The reason my dad is I know I didn't I think I don't think I knew about the Barrhead one. I knew that there was a school in Airdrie because I've known some people who have trained there and they've mentioned TJ Rage. So I thought I was confused at first because I thought distance wise, you know, from
Oh yeah.
Edinburgh to Airdrie.
I mean, it's yeah, it's worth it from my perspective because my first experience with PBW, what really kind of drew me towards training with PBW was when I kind of first got involved in kind of a Scottish wrestling, or at least kind of was there in Scottish wrestling. My pal had a spare ticket to see Shug's house party, the first one at the O2. And I was like, yeah, no, I'll go along. And the opening of the show involved, first off, Liam Thompson and Kid fight, having a wee bit of a brawl and brawling to the back. And then they'd have their I Quit match later on in the show. The first match, you had Davey Blaze, Stevie Boy, and Kaylee Ray. But Davey was injured at the time. So it was Stevie Boy and Kaylee Ray versus a couple of the NAK lads. And one of the first moments that I was like, oh my God, wrestling is beautiful. It's happening here right in front of me. Kaylee went for a moonsault off of a barrier that I was holding on to, and just kind of being in that proximity to something so insane yet so cool, it blew my mind. And then later on in the show, with Fito and Liam Thompson's I Quit match, there's a moment where Kid Fight jumps off of one of the upper decks of the O2 ABC, RIP, and into the crowd. And I kind of get clipped by his boot as he's coming down. So I get somewhat kicked loopy, but I just got a rush from it. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. This is something I need to do. And obviously, with one, Stevie Boy, Kaylee, Blaze, Ross, they're all part of the PB, Ross, is the head or honcho at the PBW. So I thought there was no other place to go.
Okay, so it's fair to say you were kind of introduced to wrestling a bit later. Was it mainly
I
Scottish?
it was the actually Scottish wrestling that I was introduced later to, mainly because I've been all up and down the country. I think you can tell by my accent, I'm not really much of a traditional Scottish person. Yeah, I've been all
I
up
don't
and down the
judge.
country, but I've like wrestling's just been a part of my life in the background for a fair amount of time.
And when you were first exposed to it, did you have any people that were particularly your favourites or anyone that stood out to you?
Scottish wrestling?
Well, either Scottish wrestling or just wrestling in general.
Oh, wrestling in general, when I was wee, Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio, Tajiri, they were my top lads. Oddly enough, like Shug's house party, I was pretty much enamored by everyone on that card. There was just so much going on, and I was just thrilled to see everything, and I just wanted to ju digest anything that I could grab onto. I'd never say I really had anyone in my initial origins seeing like Scottish wrestling. I just loved everything and I wanted to see everything.
So you mentioned there a wee bit earlier that you'd Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Would you say that's influence in your particular wrestling style?
Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah, I used to train Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu with the Jiu-Jitsu Misfits up in Elgin. They're now known as SBG Murray, because they got a nice little sponsorship by SBG there. Mainly the whole combat sports and mixed martial arts is another thing that's just really interesting me, just the nature of it. There's no kind of, I mean, I love the UFC, but I guess there's an art to it. And I guess if I've got these skills that are transferable into wrestling, then, may as well go ahead with it and use those skills as I can. But it's odd that the style that I kind of looked at as a kid, like looking at Tajiri, looking at Rey Mysterio, and then looking at the style I have now, I'd say it's pretty fairly much a far cry from what I was first introduced to.
Now, on your Twitter and I seen that you had the phrase "clench your jaw" as kind of your slogan. Can you tell us a bit more about where that came from? Is that again related to the Brazilian jiu-jitsu or?
Yeah, so that's more, it's more the martial arts kind of type, like boxing kind of background. So with my style, I'm very much like hard hitting strikes and like submissions, you know. It's the stuff that everyone's doing nowadays, but I love, and it's the stuff that I enjoy doing. Clench your jaw is, on a base level, it's a way to not get knocked out or to not get your jaw broken in a fight. If you have a clenched jaw and you get upcutted, you're going to get knocked out. But if you have a loose jaw and you get upcutted, you're going to, like, that jaw is going to get dislocated. You may get teeth in the gums. But from a standpoint, I give it as a piece of advice to anyone who I'm in the ring with or anyone who I'm going to face, because if I'm going to be stepping in the ring with someone, I just want to stand and bang. You know, like I was doing with Rob Mills, in that triple threat match when we were together. I was like, okay, you hit me as hard as you can, I'll hit you as hard as I can. First one to go down is a rotten egg.
Yeah. Now you said it was, I believe it was in 2014, the first Shug's House Party, the one you were mentioning earlier. So how long after
Yeah.
that would you say, how long after that did you seek out like training schools like PBW?
So unfortunately, at the time, I was living in Newcastle, and this was way before Mossy and Rampage Brown had set up their schools down that end. And by the time they were setting up those schools, I moved back up to Elgin, so in the northeast, where there's, they at the time was a little to no wrestling scene. You know, when I was growing up there, you had the tribute shows, but yet not much else. But now you have W3L and you have UPW, if they're still running, you have them going up there. But moving down to Edinburgh for university, I was like, okay, right, I want to train with PBW. And I was at the Belladrum Festival in 2015, and I went to the PBW show. I had a little pass because I was doing something else alongside there, but I had a pass and I went up and I had a chat with Ross and I had a chat with a couple of the guys, just like asking about the school, you know, what's the best thing to do when first learning how to train. And my first training session was, I believe, I think maybe the 21st of September 2015, if not a week before that. And then the week after, Davey Blaze was in, and I was like, whoa, this is so cool. And I've kind of been hooked since. I had some on and off time with training, like between like 2015, 2016, and early 2017. I was kind of here, there, you know, working out where my priorities were. But then since mid 2017, I've been stuck in and I've loved it.
All right, that's it's good to hear. As I said, you wrestled with Reckless and you're with UW. Is there anywhere else you're more frequent? Any other promotions you can frequent? You mentioned ICW. I'm assuming that's an ambition in the
Oh
future to
yeah,
wrestle for.
one day, definitely. I wouldn't say I frequent anywhere as much. I've shown face a couple times at Reckless Intent there, and you know they're great guys. You know, it'd be great to showcase my stuff more for the audience at the Muirston Scout Hall. PBW, I'm kind of making my way through the roster there, getting a couple showcase matches here in 2017. I actually made my debut in 2017. It's 2018 this year. I made my debut in 2017, late December 2017, and I've been at a show in Cumbernauld. I've been in Drumchapel, in Milton, and generally helping out at their shows in Greenock, Airdrie, Lava, all the big venues. And you know, depending on the time that this interview comes out, you'll be seeing me at their Dumbarton show, making my kind of main show debut with another what trainee, another standout trainee from PBW, a guy called Danny Edwards.
All right, look forward to seeing that. Is there anybody else then kind of you trained with in PBW that you think people should look for other than Danny Edwards?
Oh yeah, well, I mean, there's so many names to name. I'll try work my way through as many as I can. I'm sorry if I do miss out some of my boys there, but from Airdrie, you've got some. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of some of these names. If you do, do say, because it'd be absolutely amazing to know that there's, a widespread kind of knowledge of these guys. You've got Stone Malone, loves to do an entrance with an empty audience. You'd be able to find that on Twitter. Ewan O'Rourke, he made his debut in the middle of the year, and he's kind of making his ways. Absolutely, he's got some punches and he's got some biceps on him, but oh boy, he can roll some guys up. Like, he has some insane skill, and you wouldn't even know it by looking at him, but he's some lad. You got Darryl Costello, he's making his way around. Appearing at Respect here and there, getting a couple shows up north. Hal Rayner, he's been about the block for a while. You've got Dean Ford as well, had his day on the camps. Kreiger, obviously you must know Kreiger if he's on ICW even now.
Course,
great guy, always there for a bit of advice. You've got Owen Jacks from Barhead. You've got Jesse Santana, who's making his name about the place at PBW as well. Darren Weiss, Ray Barney. Oh, it's just too many names to name. Pretty much most people that I see who are on the shows at PBW are on those shows for a reason, because they will be delivering the best of the best on those shows. Even if they're at the level in which they're an academy match. Even there was an academy match that featured, Owen Jacks, Ray Barney, Darren Weiss, and Danny Edwards. And watching it back, it was from the show in Balanuk. You would not see that match as a trainee match. That was a tag match, which would not be like, you wouldn't sniff at it if it was on any other show, or you wouldn't say, oh, those are trainees, if they hadn't said this is a trainee match. The skill level at PBW is. It's something else. And that's not saying that any other training school doesn't have that skill level, but it's nice to see that you're surrounded by like-minded people.
Absolutely, and hopefully people after hearing the names will get themselves down to an upcoming PBW show and hopefully get exposed to the names that you mentioned.
Oh, definitely, definitely. No matter what show. Oh, wait, no. I've just realized I've missed someone out. Someone who I made my debut against. They've been injured for a wee while with their shoulder. I'm not saying I caused it. I'm just saying I might have. Logan Smith. Guy is an absolute prodigy. Younger than me, from like 6 years younger than me, if not a wee bit, like 5 years younger than me. But he has some talent in him. And when he gets back on his feet and that shoulder's not going to keep popping out of place, he's going to be rising fast.
Oh well, the people heard it here first. He's the only one to look out for, and it's just as well you remembered there. Because looking at it, are you kind of one of these people that kind of has long-term goals for your career, or you just kind of take it kind of as it comes? Because I know you mentioned like in the future, hopefully to wrestle for like ICW.
I mean, generally, I keep my long-term goals fairly short. I don't have kind of like a time that I want to achieve these goals in. I would love to be on ICW. I would love to train in Japan or be in a Japanese promotion. But right now, I just want to learn. I want to show my stuff on these shows, and I just want to get in about with people that I can learn from, but also give him a beating, give him a wee bit of a taste of what I can give to them.
All
But right
right,
now, I'm just living it, living in the moment.
all right, but sometimes that's kind of the best way to go about it.
Definitely.
Yeah, and you said you kind of made your debut late 2017. I think you're kind of lucky because obviously the last few years the British wrestling scene has gone through quite a bit of a boom, and may not have been the same for other people when they were starting. But and with do you think, like looking at the British scene, that the fact that they've got two major like companies taking off a lot of people, like World of Sport and NXT UK. Do you think this gives a lot of like young up and coming people in the UK independent scene something to more things to kind of aspire towards?
Oh, definitely. Trainees right now, or at least people who are making their way onto shows right now, are extremely lucky and, extremely fortunate for the opportunities that are available for us to kind of take hold of. I mean, it's interesting to see people who would, people who have come from our schools, like Kenny Williams, trained by TJ Rage, is on NXT UK. You can't go to a show right now in Scotland where someone who hasn't had a sniff of World of Sport or NXT UK isn't on. And these guys are, fountains of knowledge. And even then, there's people who haven't even like been close to that level, but they're tenured veterans in the Scottish scene. And there's so much that you can still learn while you're going from all these people who've they've been kicking it. I mean, it's great that there's this boom right now, but it does mean that there's a lot of people wanting opportunities, and you gotta fight for those opportunities if you want them.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think that's all I can have. I want to thank you for again for taking the time to do the interview. If you want to, if you have anything to plug, like on social media, I mean shows, if you want.
Yeah, so generally find me on Facebook, Ian Skinner. It's just that. If you can't find me by searching it in that big old search bar at the top, it is facebook.com/IanSkinnerWrestling. Otherwise, on Twitter, like you mentioned previously, Ian Skinner PBW. You have all the information on there. I do have an Instagram, but it's kind of like a mixture of in my life outside of wrestling and my wrestling, so you may not be interested in it. It's Sean X Skinner. Sean's the Irish spelling, SEAN. I also do a podcast as well, but I'd say it's very detached from who I am as Ian Skinner. You may not be interested in it. It's a lot of people speaking shit and giving their kind of like guilty pleasures. It's a podcast called Get On My Level.
All right.
If you like dumb memes, then that's the place to go. Otherwise, don't follow me home, just
Yeah,
follow me on Twitter.
that's I think good advice for anyone. Don't follow them home, just follow them on Twitter.
Yeah.
Again, thanks again for taking the time, and hope to see you again on show.
Yeah, hopefully so, man.
Yeah, whether that be Reckless, PBW, or even ICW, because I myself have kind of become an ICW regular this year, where I only went to a couple,
Nice.
I only became a couple of shows, like mainly the big ones, but kind of falling in with
Yeah.
a group of friends who go more regularly, and I've kind of like went with them, because I think having that group of people who are also interested in it is probably a big.
Oh yeah, no, it's decent, man. Like I was saying, I had it all started with me for RCW by a friend who did go in a group of people having a spare ticket, and I was just like, yeah, I may as well go. And he did the same with the Hydros. I got an extra Hydro ticket if you want to go there as well. Not this year, but last year's Hydro. So it's, yeah, always go in groups as well. I mean, it's nice to go kind of on your own and kind of getting that. Get just stuck in about it, but nothing beats it. Wrestling, it's a group sport. You're meant to watch it and being like, whoa, because otherwise you're sitting watching it on your own and then looking around to be like, for reaction, like you see something cool and you're like, oh, did you see that? Did you see that? Am I the only one who saw that? Oh my God.
Yeah, it's for me nowadays, it's kind of weirder when I watch wrestling by myself than it used to be now, but.
Yeah, I mean it's weird sitting in a room on your own and still like going crazy for like something cool. Because I still instinctively I'm in my bed, like it's 2 in the morning. I'm in my bed. I'm like, oh my God, and I'm looking around like, yeah, who's gonna be here? The FBI guy looking at me through my webcam. The ghosts.
Yeah. So, thanks again for taking the time, and hopefully in the future we can maybe do this again down the line if.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool, man.
All right, man.
Catch you around, man.
That's right. Just.